Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Hacker Culture Podcast. I'm your host, J.R. Swab. You can find me online at jrswab.com. That is my blog, and I'm all over the internet with the same username. So hit me up, find me, let's chat, have a good time. Today we're talking about an alternative to Patreon, and there are other alternatives to Patreon out there. This one particularly caught my eye as a lover of open source and free software. And so, we all know, I shouldn't assume, but many of us know that Patreon is able to shut down the income of a creator that is flagged by our user. This is at times warranted by the content that the creator is creating, but it's also a very slippery slope. And instead of leaving this source of funding to a company that takes a cut, like Patreon, and can shut you down without notice or warning, creators should use a donation platform that respects their privacy, freedom, and is open source. I do have a Patreon page, but I do not use it to support my blog or this podcast. This podcast does have sponsorships now. You probably heard one before this actually got started here, and that helps supplement some of the income. So I appreciate you guys listening to that before the actual show starts. I'll never put a I'll never do a sponsorship that I don't agree with or I don't use. So I do have several offers for sponsorships that I haven't recorded or used because I don't use those apps or I don't listen to those podcasts. So even though they're paying me more money than something like I do support, which is Anchor, which may or may not have been the ad you heard here. But because I don't use those apps or listen to those podcasts, it's disingenuous for me to promote those to you guys. So I'm very selective, and that does help support the podcast a little bit. It is like every 1,000 listens you get so much dollars, so that's helpful. But I don't use Patreon. My blog is 100% free and always will be. But I came across I found it new. It's not new, it's been out for 3 years. It's called LibrePay. And the difference is that it's literally just a donation platform. Like Patreon kinda has like this social media e bloggy slash video content creating kind of thing going on. And so I think that's why Patreon feels they need to shut down accounts that get flagged, whether they go to the creator first and say this, hey, you're being flagged, we have to review your account. It sounds like they're just shutting down accounts that someone flags, and so there's no like recourse or way to easily get back your account or find out why you were to shut down in the first place. And if you go online and you look at videos and stuff, you will see that it does seem kind of disingenuous and skewed to one political opinion, which is not cool. I'm very much one for free speech, and if you don't like the speech that someone's saying freely, then you could just like not follow that user or block them. I mean, like, I know it's a novel idea, but like, if I don't agree with someone's content, I'm not going to flag them just because I don't like what they're talking about. And so it's to me that makes sense, but like other people, they feel that they have to shut down other people's accounts and flag them and all that. So that's why I want to stay away from all that. Not because I'm threatened by it, but I just want to have to deal with it, you know? And so LibrePay, their website says, LibrePay is a way to donate money recurrently to people whose work you appreciate. And that's exactly what it should be. This is a donation platform. LibrePay, with the LibrePay, it's spelled LibrePay. LibrePay. You don't know who's sending you the money, so it's kind of hard to have a perk system implemented. They do say on their site that if you're using PayPal, you will still see the emails between parties transferring money. So if you use PayPal to send me money, you would see my email and I would see your email. So that isn't 100% anonymous. They do have Stripe option that's implemented, And there's no way to know who is sending those funds to you. And it's literally just a donation. So it's you can't like the Patreon like perk system is not necessarily going to be easily implemented if you're using Libra Pay. But honestly, at that point you're selling things, and if you're going to sell something, in my mind, if you want to donate, then donate. It's different, right? Every transaction is capped at $100 per week through Libra Pay, so you can't pay more than $100 a week to a creator, whether it be a content creator or an open source developer or whatever it is. And they say they do this because they want to hinder the ability for one person to have financial control over a project or a creator. I think that's a pretty cool idea. And granted, like one person could open multiple Libra Pay accounts and then donate multiple hundreds of dollars, but again, it's very difficult to know where that money's coming from, and so it's hard to track. Not impossible, but it makes it a little bit harder. There are privacy options that you can uncheck if you wish, things like hiding the amount you receive or the amount you give through the service, because that is public information by default, so you can go ahead and turn that off. It's nice to have. I don't know, necessarily agree with like some sites, like Patreon, where it's like this person's making this much money, but I'm pretty sure you can turn off on Patreon. But even things like Steam, most Steam accounts or Steam sites, Steam based sites will actually show how much Steam that user has, and then like the USD equivalent, which kind of puts me off a little bit. It's like, why do people need to know how much Steam I have or how much money that is, if you would like purchase Steam. So I do like that option, and I did turn off the option to see like, so if you go to my page, you won't see how much is being donated to me. You'll just see me, you'll see my picture and my little about me, and then the option to donate. That's pretty much all it is. A great feature of Libra Pay is that they don't take a cut of your earnings. Yeah, no cuts. Like Patreon takes a cut, other Patreon alternatives take cuts. This does not. PayPal and Stripe do still have transaction fees, but the platform itself does not take a cut. Libra Pay raises all of its funding through the site just as anyone else would. So if you like Libra Pay and you want to make sure it sticks around, then you can donate to them through the site itself. Since Libra Pay is open source, you are able to help with this development. In coding, translations, aiding in managing their legal entity. And by doing this, by joining the project and contributing to make it better, they actually give you a part of the money that they raise every month through their monthly donations. That's pretty cool. I don't really know of too many things, projects that do that. So if you're looking to make a couple bucks and you can code or you can translate, you can help Libra Pay, and they will give you a cut, portion of what they earn through their donations. Another feature I like about Libra Pay over Patreon is that with Libra Pay you add funds to your account, and then you sign up to support a project or a creator. This way, you won't be surprised by a monthly recurring payment on your credit card or bank statement if you forget that you support a certain person. Once the funds that you added to your account are gone, the subscription stops until you add more. I think that's a great feature. It limits someone getting into trouble financially. It makes you mindful of what you're supporting, and it also helps with keeping it'll make it much harder, in my opinion, for like PayPal or Stripe to shut down individual people. They'd have to stop allowing transfers through Libra Pay itself, which is possible. So do keep that in mind going forward. If you want to support a creator that without the possibility of like Stripe or PayPal stopping transactions through Libra Pay, then you would probably be best off using a cryptocurrency that the creator supports or accepts. Like me personally, I accept lots, because I like cryptocurrency, and I've been messing with it since 2015. And so like if you have like you're like, hey, I have some Litecoin I want to give you, then message me basically, and I'll be like, okay, I'll get you an ID, I can't think of the word all of a sudden. I'll get you my address and you can send me some Litecoin or whatever it is. Steam, whale shares, like I don't care. Whatever you want to send me. I have one, or if I don't have one, I will make one so that you can send me funds that way. Also, LiraPay is a non-profit organization registered in France. So they do have to comply with the European Union's financial regulations. I don't know all the details of that, but they do have to comply. So if you want to know more about that, I would say go and find out what that means, like what the EU's regulations are when it comes to financial institutions for a nonprofit. They're nonprofit because they don't earn money by selling something. They earn money through donations so they can pay people that are helping create make LibrePay better. If you're interested in knowing more about this, like I said, I have a LibrePay account. It is You can find it at LibrePay.com/JRSWAB. Just to check out what it looks like on a donate page, you can go to my actual that's like my profile page, and then you can go to slash donate to see what the donate page looks like. Just poke around the site, see what it's about. It's very minimal. It's not too flourishy. I think it's done right. It is currently 3 years old, so I don't. It's definitely not as old as Patreon, and because it's open source, I think that there are less like web developers that do the very artsy stuff that actually work in open source. So if you are a person who likes to design websites and make them look pretty, I would say go to, and you like open source, free open source software. Go and check out LibrePay and see what you can do to make it better and more appealing. Because if you think about it, most users want something that looks pretty, and it kind of sucks because a lot of good things, a lot of good applications, a lot of good websites that respect privacy, that respect your freedom, they just don't look pretty because the developers don't have time to make it look pretty. Developers have to develop it and make it work. If it doesn't work, then it's kind of useless, and that's the whole like actually a part of the hacker mindset. As far as I'm concerned, is that the first thing's first, and the first thing is always solve the problem, make it work. Once it works, then you can find a way to make it look nice. It's almost like I never program GUIs because I don't, one, don't need them. It'd be a waste of my time, and I can solve my problem without it. But if someone else wanted to use it and they don't know how to use a command line, then I would need to make a GUI. As long as Caveat, as long as the application can still do what I would say it would do. So that's how I see LibrePay. It does look nice, though. I don't think it looks bad by any means. I think it looks quite nice. A lot of good orange and yellow colors. Well, I guess technically it's just orange. Orange. It's very minimal. All their social links are on Mastodon. They're on Twitter. They have their GitHub link down there as well. They have a Medium blog, so you can check out their Medium blog and see what they're about. Yeah, and it's minimal, and I don't think it needs to be anything too crazy. One thing, if you do turn off the amount that you're being paid, your account, your profile page will still say how many people are supporting you. So like mine currently, I have no one using LibrePay to support me. So it says JR Swap has 0 patrons. So be it. but I did create this just in case, somebody wants to donate it through a way that is freedom respecting and open source, and they wish to send recurring payments as a donation to support what I do and help supplement costs like server costs and my time as well, because it does take time, and time is essentially money. So that is LibrePay, and I strongly encourage users to drop Patreon and use LibrePay. Like even if you want to keep your Patreon, I get it, right? If you have Patreon, you want to keep it, but start up a LibrePay, because there is a growing number of people out there that are worried about the free speech, that they're worried about some of these companies that are just shadow, like I guess I wouldn't say shadow banning, but just basically just kicking people off their network because they don't agree with what their people are saying, and that's a dangerous slope to be on. So if you're a creator, if you are an open source developer, create a LibrePay account, stick it on your blog, stick it on your GitHub, so that people can find you and support you if they so desire. Thanks for listening, everybody. I appreciate your time. If you have any questions, please ask. If you're on the Anchor app, feel free to send me a voice memo, a voice message, and I'll maybe feature you in the show even, answer your questions, and so be it. Find me on Twitter, find me on Mastodon, find me at my blog at jrswab.com. Thanks. Remember, keep hacking.